Welcome to episode 1020 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine being offered a gift so valuable that it changes your entire life. A gift that not only transforms the present, but secures your future. This is the essence of the message found in the letters of John. The Apostle John, known for his deep understanding of love, truth, and eternal life, offers us profound insights in his epistles, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. At the heart of John's message is this truth: whoever has the Son has life. It's simple, direct, and life-changing. Today, as we explore John's letters, we'll see how this powerful truth forms the foundation of our faith. We will look at how having the Son brings life, the assurance we receive from knowing Christ, and how we are called to live as those who truly have the Son. John reminds us that our relationship with Jesus is the key to eternal life, and through that relationship, we are called to live in truth, love, and obedience. In his first letter, John makes a bold and clear statement in 1 John 5:12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. This verse encapsulates the message of the gospel in a single sentence. Eternal life is not something we earn, work for, or achieve. It is a gift from God that comes through Jesus Christ. John presents Jesus as the source of life, both eternal life and the fullness of life, the 1010 life, in the here and now. To have the Son means more than simply believing in a set of doctrines about Jesus. It means having a personal, ongoing relationship with him. It is to be united with Christ, to know him intimately, and to allow him to transform every aspect of our lives. The life that Jesus offers is not just an extension of earthly existence. It is a new quality of life, rooted in the presence and power of God. Jesus himself said in John 10:10, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This abundant life is only possible through the Son. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are brought into a new relationship with God, and this relationship defines our existence. John's epistles are filled with this message: life is found in Jesus alone. One of the major themes in 1 John is assurance. The believers to whom John was writing were facing confusion and false teachings that made them question their faith. Some were uncertain about whether they truly had eternal life. John wrote his letters to offer them reassurance. In 1 John 5, verse 13, he states, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." John wanted them to be confident in their salvation and their relationship with Christ. He didn't want them to live in fear or doubt, but to know with certainty that if they had the Son, they had life. This assurance is a central message not only in 1 John, but also in 2 John and 3 John. Throughout these letters, John emphasizes that knowing Jesus and walking in his truth brings us into the light of God's love, where we can be confident of our standing before him. In 1 John 4, verse 18, John writes, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment." When we have the Son, we no longer need to fear judgment or condemnation. Instead, we live in the assurance that God loves us, and that through Jesus we are fully accepted. This confidence isn't based on our performance, but on God's grace and the finished work of Christ on the cross. As we continue to live in relationship with Jesus, we experience this assurance daily. The presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives reminds us that we belong to God, and we are empowered to live in the freedom that comes from knowing Christ. When we have the Son, we have life, abundant, eternal, and assured. John's letters are not just about having the Son in a passive sense. They are about what it means to live as people who have the Son. When we embrace Jesus, our lives are transformed. John describes this transformation in terms of living in truth and love. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, John writes, "God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." To have the Son means to walk in the light, to live lives that are open, transparent, and filled with truth. We can no longer live in the shadows of sin and deceit. John urges believers to walk in truth, both the truth of God's word and the truth about who we are in Christ. This call to truth is coupled with a call to love. In 1 John 4, 7, and 8, John writes, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Having the Son means that we have experienced the love of God, and this love compels us to love others. John is clear that if we claim to have the Son but do not love, we are deceiving ourselves. In 2 John, John repeats the command to walk in love, saying in verse 6, "And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands." Love and obedience are inseparable in John's letters. Our love for God is expressed through our obedience to his commands, and his greatest command is that we love one another. The more we grow in our relationship with Jesus, the more we will reflect his love in our actions, our words, and our attitudes toward others. In 3 John, John commends a man named Gaius for his hospitality and love toward traveling believers. Gaius is an example of someone who is living in the truth and showing love through his actions. John contrasts this with Diotrephes, who refuses to welcome other believers and seeks his own glory instead. This comparison shows us the importance of living out our faith through love and humility, following the example of Jesus. In each of his letters, John warns against false teachings and deception. In 1 John 4, verse 1, he writes, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Having the Son means knowing the truth, but it also means being on guard against those who distort or deny the truth. One of the specific false teachings John addresses in his letters is the denial of Jesus' incarnation. In 1 John 4, verses 2 to 3, he says, "This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God." John is adamant that anyone who denies the truth of Jesus' identity is not from God. In 2 John, he warns believers to be cautious of those who do not teach the truth about Christ, saying in verses 10 to 11, "If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work." John's concern for the purity of the gospel message is clear. Believers must not only hold on to the truth themselves, but also protect the community from those who would lead them astray. This warning applies to us today as well. We must be discerning in what we believe and whom we listen to, making sure that we stay rooted in the truth of God's word. When we have the Son, we have the truth, and we are called to stand firm in it. John concludes his letters with a vision of the ultimate reward for those who have the Son, eternal life. In 1 John 2, verse 25, he writes, "And this is what he promised us, eternal life." This promise is the culmination of everything John has been teaching. If we have the Son, we have life, both now and forever. Eternal life is not just about what happens after we die. It is about experiencing the fullness of life in Christ here and now. When we walk in truth, love, and obedience, we are participating in the life that God offers. This life is characterized by joy, peace, and the assurance that we belong to God. In 3 John, John expresses his desire to see Gaius face to face, saying, "I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face." This longing for personal connection mirrors our own desire to see Christ face to face in eternity. One day, those who have the Son will enter into the fullness of life in God's presence, where we will experience his love, grace, and truth in ways beyond our imagination. In his letters, John offers us a clear and powerful message. Whoever has the Son has life. This life is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it transforms every aspect of who we are. When we have the Son, we walk in truth, love, and obedience. We live with the assurance of eternal life, and we are called to guard ourselves against deception. So the question for each of us today is, do you have the Son? Are you living in the truth and love that comes from knowing him? If you have the Son, you have life. Life that begins now and extends into eternity. Let's live as people who have the Son, reflecting his love and truth in all we do. And that concludes our two-week study of the three epistles of John. We're almost there. Our 18-month search for Jesus in every book of the Bible is almost at an end. Father, thank you for the gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to walk in truth and love, living in the assurance that comes from knowing you. Guard our hearts from deception, and let our lives reflect the fullness of life that we have in Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest.